Your Bibles this morning, let us turn, if you will, to the Gospel according to St. Luke. Last Sunday, if you wasn't here for the Christmas message, then you're here for the conclusion of that message on this Sunday. The book of Luke, the first chapter, beginning at verse 26, the Bible reads, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, 'Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.' And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, 'Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.' Then said Mary unto the angel, 'How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?' And the angel answered and said unto her, 'The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.'" Supporting scripture this morning, Ephesians 2 and 8. "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." As I said earlier, we shall propose to you a question this morning. What if Mary would have had an abortion? As I come this morning, I come with a grateful spirit, because God himself has allowed us by his grace and his mercy to come together on this, the last Sunday of our Lord 2008. In 2008, we've had some ups and we've had some downs. There's been a lot of disappointments, but yet there's been a lot of blessings. The enemy had been busy, but still God reigns with all power. The songwriter said that no matter what you've been through, how many of you are glad to be able to say we're still here? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody may have counted you out a long time ago. Somebody may have said that you wasn't going to be nothing. Somebody might even thought that you didn't have sense enough to call Jesus your Savior. Somebody may say that you don't have a right to get up and lift up the name of Jesus because of this, that, and the other. But the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that Jesus was born to save us from what? Our sins. So we got to understand that we got a place in there. We have a place in there, and that place is where we have fallen short on God. The Bible declares that in this life, we shall have trials and tribulations, but Jesus comes back and says, "Be of good cheer, for I've already overcome the world. I already know what you got to go through. I know that you're going to have some good days and some bad days. I know that there are going to be times that you want to give up in despair, but I want you to hold on to my unchanging hands." How many of you can say that as we look back from January to this present moment right now, that the Lord has been good? Many of us know that the Lord has made a way somehow. And we thank God. We thank God that just in a few days we'll be walking into the dawning of a new year, if it be the Lord's will. There are a couple of things that could happen. We could die before Thursday morning. the Lord could come and carry us back prior to Thursday morning. And we won't have a need to worry about making any New Year's resolutions. But as we began to think about these last few days of the year, the Word of God tells us to forget those things that are behind you. From January to December, many of us, we did some right and we done some wrong, but those things are behind us. From January to December, there are some things that we might not like that we did, but if we ask the Lord to forgive us, if we go to those that we wronged and ask them to forgive us, then we can get the slate clean and everything will be all right. The Bible says that this is the day that the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And somebody might be asking the question, what do I have to be glad about? Well, I want you to know this morning, if you are amongst the living, that's enough to be glad about. If your brain is working this morning and your ears are working and you can hear the sound that's coming out of my mouth, then that's enough to be happy about. If your brain tell your arm to lift up your arm to the Lord and you're able to lift up holy arms to God, that's enough to be happy about. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Have there ever been a time in your life, bro, when you felt like praising him, but you just didn't feel it physically, but spiritually you felt right? You know how it is when you say that the mind is willing, but our flesh sometimes get weak. But there comes a time that we got to serve God with all that we have. As we celebrated on last Sunday, we talked about the mere fact that we can celebrate Jesus every day. So being that this is another one of the days that God has made, we can still celebrate Jesus. Even though Christmas, as we call it, was on Thursday, I've been celebrating Jesus every day since Thursday. Hey, how many of you know God been good since Thursday? Was he good to you on Friday morning? Was he good to you yesterday morning? Is he good to you this morning? Anybody looking to get up in the morning? Yeah. Hallelujah. You still celebrate Jesus. It's not over when you take all the trash to the dumps. You know how it is. We like to get everything straightened back out. But everything that you got comes from the Lord. As we were celebrating Jesus, we found in the book of Matthew that an angel came down and he told Brother Joseph that his wife, his espoused wife Mary was impregnated and was going to have a baby. That it would be a son and the son would come through and by the Holy Ghost. And there was already a name picked out. His name was going to be called Jesus and he would save his people from their sins. So again, on this day, I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord, lifting up the name of Jesus. I heard that there's power in that name. I heard that in the name of Jesus, you can find a resting place. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I heard that in the name of Jesus, that it has a way of consoling you and letting you know that things are not as bad as you thought they were going to be. I heard that in the name of Jesus, that when you're feeling down and out, that the Lord has a way of just touching you and making everything feel all right. How many of you are glad that you know something about Jesus? How many of you are glad that you got something to tell the Lord thank you for this morning? Anybody got anything to thank the Lord about? Hallelujah. We tend to take life and our blessings for granted. And in most cases, we act like God owes us something. We take Jesus a little bit too lightly. What would happen in our lives if it had not been for Jesus? When I received that piece of paper on last Sunday morning, and I looked at that question, what if Mary would have had an abortion? I wonder, do we ever look at how important Mary was to us being where we are today? Let us think about it for a moment. All of this pressure have been laid upon a teenage girl. Now,
in our society, and it just hadn't started in our lifetime, way before we were born, when teenage girls got pregnant. It was a disgrace to the family. And we had a tendency to run them down and to belittle them and to make them feel like that they've done so much wrong. And we make that girl feel like that she did it all by herself. We make that girl feel like she cannot come out into society anymore because I did something in the dark and all of a sudden it done come out to the light. So here we have this teenage girl by the name of Mary, a devout young lady, a Jewish young lady that believed in the laws of the land. I know she had to be a good woman because why would God himself choose Mary if she wasn't the right kind of girl? You see, there are some girls that have fallen and have made the mistake of having a child out of wedlock, and they didn't know what they were doing. They thought they knew what they were doing, and society looked at it as a curse, but God looked at it as a blessing. Every child that God has created has been a blessing from on high. Now, we may not see it in our lifetime. We may not see it in our society because we think that everything got to be done. All our I's got to be dotted. All our T's have got to be crossed. And we got to do it just so. But in the realities of life, sometimes we stray. When we stray, who are we looking for mercy? When we stray, who is it that's going to be the one in the midnight hour to come and help you to take care of that little gift of God that God has given you? Let us not take these babies for granted. Mary had a lot to contend with. Now, when we look here in the Word of God, the Bible said that it was the sixth month when the angel Gabriel came and he began to talk to little Mary. Now, at the time, Mary was on her way to see her cousin Elizabeth. But the Bible says that there was a virgin espoused to a man who by the name of Joseph out of the house of David, and this virgin's name was Mary. I'm beginning to understand why the Catholics love Mary so. Now, in our day and time, it would have been quite easy for an individual to consider having an abortion. We may think in our minds that an abortion didn't exist at that time, but how do you know? People had already been alive. Many, many generations had already come to pass, so we don't know. Women always know a way of doing something. So we don't know whether or not, but now she could have said to the angel, I don't think I want to carry that baby. She could have said to the angel that, no, I don't feel like I'm worthy enough to carry the Son of God. But when God sends you a message, you better be careful how you entertain that angel. Because it might seem like he or she is a stranger, but the Bible said it could be an angel unaware. So every message that you get, you better learn how to try the Spirit by the Spirit. The Bible said that the angel came to her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, the Bible said she was troubled. She wondered in her mind, what manner of salutation should this be? What kind of greeting is this? How are you greeting me? What are you talking about, angel? You telling me I'm going to have a child and I've never been with a man? What are you talking about? But look at the Bible. The Bible says, Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. Think about it. All of a sudden, Mary understands. I got a special creation. Why is it special? Because the Bible said that the angel said unto her that the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which thou shalt be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. I'm aware that if you are a believer, you don't have a choice. Mary didn't have a choice to have an abortion. Because Mary didn't make herself. You got to understand where Mary come from. It was the same dust of the ground that God created us with that he created Mary. And he created Mary for a purpose. Even though Mary was just a teenage girl. I believe that from the time that Mary came out of her own mother's womb, that the Lord knew that he was going to use Mary one day. I believe the Lord prepared Mary and began to groom Mary and let Mary know that I'm going to make you be a good girl. I'm going to keep the blood over you. I'm going to make sure that nobody defiles you because you got a job and a purpose in your life. I know that there are going to be those that are not going to understand, but I come to tell somebody that Mary was a good woman. I come to tell somebody that Mary was blessed by the Most High God. You see, we're chosen by God to carry the burden of not only the burden, but the blessings of God. For as she carried the baby Jesus down in her womb, Mary never said a mumbling word. For the Bible says she told Elizabeth, I'm glad that I've been picked by God. I'm glad that I'm able to carry the Son of God. And I want you to know this morning, if it had not been for Mary, if it had not been for the fact that she held on to what God had told her to do, you might have a mind to do what you want to do. But I stopped to tell you that you can't do what God tells you to do unless you follow his direction. You got to be humble at his feet. You got to ask the Lord to come in and lead and direct your very path. I stopped to tell somebody if Mary had had an abortion, we would be a people most miserable. We would have no hope. We wouldn't be able to claim salvation. If Mary had had an abortion, every last one of us would be lost. But I thank God this morning that Mary had the boy child named Jesus. For Jesus was only going to be here for 33 years. And after 33 years, he was going to die and go down in the grave. And after he got in the grave, he was going to get up out the grave and reign with all power from on high. I told him not to tell somebody that God still sits high and he looks down low. If Mary had had an abortion, Jesus wouldn't been able to go to the cross and die for your sins or my sins. So I stopped by to tell somebody that if you are saved by God, you're not saved by your own merits. You're not saved by what you don't do anymore. But the Bible says, for by grace are you saved. Through faith and not that of yourself. You better learn that it's the power and the gift of God that learn you how to teach the way. To know that God is the only way. If you trust the power of the Almighty God, God will make a way out of no way. And I stop by to tell somebody that you better hold on to your hope. All of my hope is in Christ Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. And on this last Sunday of the year, I stopped by to tell somebody that if Mary had had an abortion, wouldn't be no need to come on the first Sunday. Wouldn't need no need to come on the second Sunday. Wouldn't be no need to have communion. For we wouldn't have nothing to pray God about. But because he lives, somebody said, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. I got up this morning, clothed in my right mind. I heard the voice of the Lord say, everything is going to be all right. God is not dead. God is not dead. He's still alive. How do you know he's alive? I can feel him down in my heart this morning. I can feel it moving inside my head. God told me this morning that everything is going to be all right. I want to let you know that God is on our side. We got to trust the power of God. Now that we're at the last Sunday of the year, remember the words of Paul. Forget those things that are behind you. But let us press toward the mark. We got to continue to run this wicked race. We got to continue to hold up the blood-stained banner. Anybody love God? You know what? Out of all that God has done for us, I hope that by your enthusiasm, your applause, and your praise, I hope you feel better about Jesus than that. There comes a time we got to stop being so cute. Stop acting like we come in here be entertained by somebody. But you ought to come to praise the name of the Lord. Not for what he done for somebody else, but look around and see what the Lord has done for you. You know, there was a time that when people didn't praise him, it worried me to death. But I learned, stop worrying about that. You preach it. You lift him up. You hold on to his unchanging hands. And those that want to go, they going. Them that don't want to go, we're going to be patient. We're going to keep praying. But we're not going to let you be a hindrance. Anybody got their mind made up? For God I'll live and for God I'll die. What if? If Mary had had an abortion, think about it. Some of you that got caught early and considered the possibility of an abortion, but somehow, some way, the Spirit of the Almighty God spoke to your heart and said, hang in there. And then you look back at that blessing and say, look what I would have destroyed. There are some things that are not in your power. Even though we have choices, let us choose Jesus this morning. For he is the best thing that could ever happen to us in our lives. I am so glad that Mary stood the test of time. I'm so glad she had Jesus. And even though they say that there wasn't room for him in the end, how many of you have made room for him in your heart? We still got some folk that we love him on the surface and we go through the motions, but it's not embedded in our hearts. You see, when it's in our heart, we can take some things. We can continue to hold our heads up. And we can smile, trusting the power of the Almighty God.